7-9.
Media Institute for Social Change Summer Documentary Program.
And one change, we have Director Krieger here. So after this item, we'll hear briefly from Director Krieger on the item that we just moved to the end. So 879, colleagues, today we have the pleasure of having students here in the chamber from the Media Institute for Social Change Summer Program. And they're here today to present their short films. It's my understanding that the students have chosen to share with us the following two films. The first is Rage On. Is that correct?
Yes.
Rage On. It's a film regarding senior activism in Portland by the Raging Grannies. And this is a group that has come and testified before this council on many occasions. This film is by Emily Curtis and Lucy Stevens. Emily graduated from Reed College in 2016. She's originally from Wilton, Connecticut, and she has chosen to remain in Portland. We're grateful for that, and is beginning a career as an audio documentary producer. Lucy Stevens is a rising senior at Carleton College in Minnesota, where she studies film. She's originally from Portland. Single Track is the second film. It's a film about Gateway Green and off-road cycling in Portland. The film is by Kiana Coulter and Maddie Stapleton. Maddie Stapleton is a rising sophomore at Western Washington University, where she studies political science and journalism. She's originally from Kansas. Kiana Coulter is a rising senior at Western Washington University, where she studies cultural anthropology. Born in Seattle and raised in Southern California, she hopes to work in nonprofit communications after graduation. To present the films, we have with us today Coral Yang, a junior at Tufts University, an international student from Shenzhen, China, who is majoring in anthropology and minoring in political science and media studies, and Emily Curtis. So, ladies, thank you for being here. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing your work.
Thank you. Good morning. So I'm Emily.
I'm Coral.
And we are here as students of the Summer Documentary Program at the Media Institute for Social Change. If you don't know much about it, the Media Institute is a Portland-based media lab that brings activists, media makers, and community members together through lectures, film screenings, and courses in film and radio production. The Summer Documentary Program is a 7-week media intensive that has brought 11 of us, and the rest of us are back here, aspiring media makers, podcast junkies, and film nerds to figure out how to tell meaningful and impactful stories in an increasingly dissonant media landscape. This is all culminating tonight at our final event, where we are screening our short films at Shout House at 7. So we would love to see as many of you as have the time there tonight. And before I hand things off to Coral, I would just like to make a few comments. As a Reed graduate, I've called Portland my home for 5 years. And as a student with a background in religion and ethnography, the power of conversation to reveal the contours of our community, and that you can't know a place until you talk to its people, is a truth that I live by. And one of the great revelations of my work this summer at the Media Institute has been the privilege of being able to live in a city that reflects those values in its media landscape. Working with KBOO, X-Ray, Open Signal, I've seen that Portland is a city that's really a crucible of community-based media that brings locality and, you know, the people that live here back into the way that we think about stories, political action, and justice. It's a constantly evolving ecosystem that emerges from the streets and engages people in the telling of their own stories. And I think what makes it more special, just as Portland itself, is that there's the idea of access not only to consumers of media, listeners of KBOO, listeners to Open Signal, but access for people to learn how to produce media. And I guess as a resident of Portland and as a student of this program, that is what I would love to see the city to continue to support, is that kind of access. to emerging media makers.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Could you tell us again where the screenings are tonight and what the address is?
I will.
And how people can get more information?
Yeah. So the screening tonight is at 7 p.m. at Shout House, which is near or under the Hawthorne Bridge.
The address is 210 Madison Southeast Madison Ave.
Yes.
One of the Madison suites you'll see under the bridge.
And you can find out more on the Media Institute's Facebook page. The event should be listed there, so you can find out details of what will be going on tonight there.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Before going into the film introduction, I would also like to make a few more comments. As a student from China, study internationally at United States and Portland this summer. During my time in the Media Institute, I've also been keeping an eye on the media landscape changing in my home country. It's been radical and has affected me personally. And I'm very glad I'm here at Portland, where I've met a lot of authentic change makers and media makers that have been encouraged my longstanding ideal to stay telling the truth and handed me some very powerful tools to accomplish my goal as a media maker. I've made contact with people and local community advocates in Portland, celebrating diversity, celebrating cultural authenticity. People like in the Milagro Theater, the community theater group, and other places like the Portland Chinese Garden and the Chinese community here has been encouraging to me as in how they represent the community well. So I thank Portland for that. I think my opportunity here has been worth it. So during this program, students here have made in total of 5 films. We will be only presenting here 2 of them, and the remainder of the remaining 3 films are about. One of them is about a homeless veteran who has been living in Hazelnut Grove, a homeless village here in Portland, who came out from the street and found her community and finally become a community advocate for the houseless population. One film is about the Muslim Education Trust, a young woman who worked as a community ambassador there trying to, I guess, represent the community in a broader context and help the community engage in education. And one other film is about the big float. It's called The Water's Fine with a Human Access Project about the Willamette River and the effort in handling water pollution in Portland has been going very well. We're a fun movie. I encourage you guys to check out our movies on our website. It will be online there, I guess, soon or not now. And then we have been making radio pieces individually, and they will also be presented at our website. I wish the City Council do take the time to address our issues in the movies and the radio pieces that we'll be presenting to you guys.
Can I ask you, and we've asked Phil Bussey this in years past, if any member of council wants to either link to a film or put it on Facebook or whatever, what are the ground rules? Just are there copyright issues, or do we just have to give proper attribution?
Proper attribution is great. We would love to share them. Thanks for that.
Okay.
And so I guess without further ado, you already gave a wonderful introduction. We're going to be showing Rage On and Single Track. Rage On, just to reiterate, is about senior activism in Portland through the lens of the Raging Grannies. And Single Track is about increasing access to off-cycling trails and the way that is happening at Gateway Green.
Tell them about your 8-year-old.
Social justice. My granddaughter, who is about to turn 9, so on September 1st, has been very politically aware and is now losing sleep. It breaks my heart to even talk about it because she can't fall asleep at night because she's so worried about the political situation and she's worried she's afraid of the Clinton administration, and she's also a biracial girl, so she's even more concerned about what is happening, and it just breaks my heart. So if I can do anything to protect her and other children, no matter who they are, whose grandchildren or whose children they are, I'm going to do it, man, till my dying breath.
Just there's, in today's political climate, there's just one thing after another. I'm Judy Romano, and I'm 69 years old.
I'm Alice Shapiro. People often call me Allie. I am 71 years of age.
And I like 71 years of age.
Yes, because I don't feel old.
I don't either.
I don't feel old until I look in the mirror, and sometimes when I look in the mirror, it's like, Mom, what are you doing here? Oh, it's me.
So I was not tremendously active growing up. I think I was interested, but I didn't do a whole lot until joining the Raging Grannies. So this is, for me, it's been a big change and a real positive one.
5, probably 6 years ago, there was a No Monsanto action. And I went there, and here comes this group of women in lovely costumes and hats carrying their banner that said Portland Raging Grannies. And I went, I found you. So I ran over when they were finished singing, and I said, I want to be there with you. And that was how that happened. So
they were my age, and they were up there doing and singing these songs like, all we are saying is give peas a chance, give corn a chance. Anyway, I just went, I got to be part of this. We don't have to memorize the songs.
That's right.
And we can make the print as big as we need. People start singing with us.
Yes.
The words get pretty clever. Don't ask me which ones because
I
don't remember. They go wild for us. They really do. I've never had that in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really something. So I think we're blowing any little old lady stereotypes because we're not.
We're just hot, you know.
They want to be part of us. I get, do you know the expression for clamped?
Clamped.
It's like you tear up, but you're not really crying. You just get very emotional at the Pride Parade. It is unbelievable. And the love that we're pouring out and the love that's coming to us, and we've often talked about how we probably represent to a lot of people who have come out their grandparents or their mothers or aunts or whatever who haven't accepted them, and we're marching and accepting them, and the outpouring of love is just sometimes I can hardly get the words out. I'm just really moved.
Y'all better give it up for my granny!
Physically not very large, I have a lot more latitude. I'm not as likely to be targeted. I can speak, even though sometimes I know I don't represent, and I haven't walked in the shoes of people of color or of immigrants. I can still use my voice, and I won't be put down. I won't be silenced as quickly. I won't be arrested as quickly. I won't feel threatened as quickly. Yes, we cannot deny our privilege. We have this privilege, and now let's use it to the good.
When we're out there and younger people are out there, we're in this together.
Yes.
And we're retired women. We could be, you know, just sitting back and playing bridge and eating bonbons, but we're not just doing that. So we are still involved and still active, and I think that you know, to show that we're in this with you. We're not just like, oh, well, we had our education, we had our lives, we're retired, we're, you know, it's up to you now. We're not doing that. We're not taking that position. We're in it together.
I don't know what you've been told.
I don't know what you've been told. We get strong as we get old.
Rage on.
Rage on.
Stay strong.
Stay strong. Portland raging grannies. Rage on. We still got so low.
This happens with every PowerPoint, so don't feel like you're being singled out.
Gosh, it's hard to even put into words what it would mean, that like the value it would bring to my life to have easy access. I mean, ideally, Gateway Green is the sea change that the Offer and Cycling community has been hoping and waiting for, and that is the opportunity to help change the conversation about what off-road cycling is and who rides mountain bikes and what kind of impact they have. Access. It's a super special park in that capacity that you can't just drive your car right up to Gateway Green.
It's located between two interstate highways, between Interstate 84 and Interstate 205.
When I came to mountain biking, I was fairly fresh out of college, and I wasn't quite sure who I was. And was like, okay, I guess this is it, but there's got to be something more. And so mountain biking was introduced to me. And I would go out every single weekend and learn how to ride. I found myself there. I found myself on my bike, and I found myself in the people that I was riding bikes with. I love riding my bike, but if I had the chance to do more of my commute on an unpaved surface through a treed landscape where I could hear the birds. What a beautiful way to wake up in the morning. Or what a nice way to like come down from the stress of a work day. It's not the super adrenaline based daredevil hyper masculine activity. You'll see adults out there that it's clear they're trying mountain biking for the first time, just coming to our sports. And then you see little kids out there with scooter bikes. They don't even have pedals yet.
The thing that really I thought that was expressed the most by the community is they wanted to make sure that there were lots of activities for young kids, that it wasn't going to be just a park mostly for grown-ups.
I'm running the Shred Academy program. And basically, we teach kids from ages like 5 to 14. Today in camp was really awesome. Thursdays are like our super fun day. After lunch, we ride our bikes out to Gateway Green, and we have an afternoon session on the dirt, and it's like, it's the best day of the week. It's a really cool way to implement some outside riding within the Lumberyard Shred Academy. Getting to Gateway Green is actually super awesome. We talk about etiquette on the streets, looking both ways before we cross, using hand signals to turn. It only takes us about 10, 15 minutes to get there, and so it's a quick trip. We go there, we ride our butts off. The kids are so psyched to go, and when it's time to leave, they don't want to leave, and then on Friday, they ask to go again, so it's adding a huge element to what we're doing here.
So you learn by engaging with other cyclists that have been through the beginning stages that you're going through, and it's also good for those of us that have been cycling for a really long time, to be able to see the enthusiasm and the joy and, you know, the fall down but get right back up and dust yourself off kind of attitude that beginners bring to our sport. So another really valuable characteristic of Gateway Green being located in East Portland is that East Portland has the highest percentage of school-aged children in the entire city of Portland, but it's also our most park-deficient neighborhood in the whole city. So tons of kids that need safe places to play, but they haven't had it up until now.
I think like having this sort of situation for kids is super important because there's some kids out there, like myself, that grew up with like ADD, and so this is really great outlet for these kids to be able to accomplish their own personal goals on their bike.
So I am optimistic that we're at a turning point right now in the city of Portland when it comes to off-road cycling access, and we're really excited that Gateway Green will stand to be the standard of which we will look and hopefully educate people that it's really open to everybody. And a really healthy way to get out there, spend some time in nature, spend time with your friends.
To bring people together, enjoying themselves, the more they are comfortable being around each other and the more they value the diversity of the area.
We can have more of a conversation to determine where else mountain bikers could ride their bikes here in Portland.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you for publicizing about Gateway Green and Linda Robertson and all the community's help there. It was fantastic. Two things that people need to know. First of all, opening day, it was 100 degrees, and the kids were still acting like it was 60 degrees. And secondly, they were wearing their helmets, and that was kind of becoming the norm there that, you know, that's just what you do if you're going to be riding a bike. So I was really pleased with those two issues. And thank you for publicizing one of the things that we're doing with system development charges and other investments in East Portland.
Thank you so much. And we hope to see you guys tonight.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Excellent works, and we'll look forward to watching the others that we didn't get a chance to see. And could you just stay one more time for the record where the viewing public can see these films?
Yeah, it's called Shout House. The location is 210 Southeast Madison Ave, under the Hawthorne Bridge, I believe.
And then if people want to see it on the web, where would they go?
It's going to be on MediaMakingChange.org.
MediaMakingChange.org. Yeah. Thank you. Excellent work. Really well done. Thank you. We're